Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, the rest of this passage goes on to say, this was the man that his crops brought forth, and he said he didn't know where he's going to put them, so he's going to build bigger barns. You remember that? And he just focused on himself. And the Lord said to him, verse 20, "You fool, this night your soul's going to be required of you. Then whose shall those things be that you've provided? So is he," verse 21, "so is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Now, 1 Timothy talks about being rich in this world. Other places do too. Here, he refers to being rich in God. They are not the same. Said out loud, rich in this world.
Rich in God.
See, if you're only rich in money and stuff, you're not truly rich. It takes more than money and stuff to be truly rich. To be truly rich is to be rich in God. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 10, please. Proverbs 10. You know we believe in what people call prosperity around here. You're sitting in it. Is that right? You know, people don't realize when they fight so-called prosperity message, this is what they're fighting. They're fighting anointed services. People getting to God. Having the equipment and resources to do it. But when we talk about being rich, there are folks that have used verses that talk about prosperity and have only focused on the natural material side too much and only. What you have is not a measure of how good your life is going. Isn't that what Jesus said? A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
That's right.
Just because you got X amount of money by a certain age or you live in a certain thing, that don't mean that your life is going well.
Amen.
That alone does not show that you're doing good.
Amen.
In Proverbs, a lot of you know this verse, but I want us to see something maybe we hadn't seen out of it. Proverbs 10:22. It says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. And he adds no sorrow with it." Listen to some other translations. The Holman translation says, "The Lord's blessing enriches, and struggle adds nothing to it." Complete English version says, "When the Lord blesses you with riches, you have nothing to regret."
Amen.
Now listen to the Message translation. The Message says, "God's blessing makes life rich."
Amen.
Nothing we do can improve on God. It's not having money that makes you blessed. Sometimes people look at folks and they got a big house or they got some money or they got a nice car and they go, "Look how blessed they are." Well, you can't tell how blessed they are by looking at the house.
Yeah.
The house is not a blessing, it's a house.
Yeah.
The blessing is a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's the blessing of the Lord that makes life rich.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody's going to get this in here today.
That's right.
We're not opposed to you having stuff. You know that. If you've been around here any length of time, we believe in thinking big, reaching big. But at the same time, No matter how much you ever get, that's not going to secure your identity. That's not going to give you a sense of worth. There's not enough money in all the world to buy one soul.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that more later. So money on a scale of truly valuable things is low. It has its place. And it's great to have enough to pay your bills and be comfortable and do what you're supposed to do and bless people. It's the will of God. But money is not blessing. Things are not blessing. The blessing is something else. You could lose a thing. You can keep the blessing forever. You could lose money. Money's going to be spent and gone. But the blessing, you don't ever have to lose. There's coming a time real soon when no currency on earth is going to matter at all. I don't care how many millions or billions you had in this, it's going to mean nothing.
Amen.
It's going to be gone.
Amen.
But you can still be rich in God. You can be rich right now before you get another dollar. It changed your life the way you think. Rich now. Not trying to get rich. Not working on getting rich. Is rich. Am rich. Are rich. God's blessing makes life rich. Go to Ecclesiastes, please, the 5th chapter. 5 and 10. That used to be a store, didn't it? 5 and dime, how about that? Ecclesiastes 5:10. He that loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver. He that loves abundance, he won't be satisfied with increase. This is also vanity. Say it out loud. I don't love money.
I use money.
It doesn't use me.
Money serves me.
I don't serve it.
That's good.
I don't love money. I changed my vocabulary several years ago because the Lord checked me about it. I do not say I love a car or I love a house or I love pizza or pie. I just love that. I don't say that anymore. It's not a matter of being technical. It's a matter of adjustment of heart. These things are not worthy of love.
That's right. Come on.
You see people try to do it. I've seen guys spend endless hours in the garage with their car trying to fellowship with it. It's my baby. I love my car. I love my Corvette. I love my Mustang. It will never love you back. It's a cold piece of steel, which is rotten and rusting as we speak.
Amen, that's right.
And you're a fool if you invest yourself too much in a thing that's just a thing. I love my house. Don't love it. Enjoy it. Be thankful for it. But it's a pile of lumber, right? And paint. Which is not going to last very long. Everything down here, like we've said before, is like a gallon of milk with an expiration date on it. How many know a gallon of milk? You bring it home from the grocery store. What do you know? What do you know? Won't be long until this is not fit to use. Everything down here is that way. Some of it lasts longer than other, but from the time you get it, it's an expiration date on it. It might outlast your time down here, but still, it's going to expire sometime.
Amen.
The scripture tells us, I'm going to read something to you that you already know, but I want to read it verbatim. The scripture says in Hebrews 1 and 11, don't go there, just listen. verse 10, in the beginning it says, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish. What's going to perish? The earth and the heavens. But you remain. They will wax old as doth a garment, as a vesture. You'll fold them up and they'll be changed, but you are the same, and your years shall not fail.
Amen.
Listen to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3:10 says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Works are everything that was toiled over. Every building, every structure is going to liquefy. Somebody said, you believe in global warming? I go beyond that. I believe in global melting. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, he says it again, the heavens will be on fire. The sky, the atmosphere, and the surrounding space is going to be dissolved. It's going to be a huge noise. And the elements on the earth here are going to melt. That's the Greek word for liquefy. With fervent heat. Everything down here is going. There is nothing permanent down here. Nothing. We know our time down here is brief, but it's not just our time. This whole thing is going. But the Lord's got a plan.
Amen.
There's going to be new heavens.
Amen.
And new earth.
Amen.
Wherein is no curse.
Right.
No death.
Right.
No pain.
Amen.
No sorrow.
Lord.
No dying.
Amen.
You can run through the jungle barefoot and never step on a thorn.
Amen.
You can wrestle a lion down to the ground and pinch his nose with no repercussion. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. This one has been so affected by sin and the curse and death, it needs to be wiped off. Which is why we should not get so hung up about anything down here, because our good stuff is over there anyway. They're working on our mansions. Is that right? Didn't Jesus say, I'm going to prepare a place for you? Didn't he say it? Say it out loud. They're working on my place. Today. That's your real place. That's your good place.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.